Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking your source material and really distilling it into pure, actionable knowledge.
And we are strapping in for a big one.
Oh, yeah. We are tackling the most dynamic, I mean, the most high stakes, frankly, cutthroat digital environment out there, TikTok.
It's absolutely true. If you're a marketer, a creator, you know that the rules on TikTok are just, they're not just different.
No.
They're often the complete opposite of what you'd expect from traditional marketing.
Yeah.
Slower, polished content. It just gets swallowed whole.
Exactly. So our mission today is to give you a genuine shortcut. We're distilling 8 essential steps to create the perfect, specialized, creative brief.
A blueprint, really.
Yeah.
Tailored just for TikTok.
And we're aiming for a single, concise, one-page document that aligns your objectives, your audience, and your message, all for that incredible pace.
And that's so critical because, you know, traditionally, a creative brief is this hefty foundational document.
Right.
It sets goals for a project that might run for weeks or months for a more captive audience. But TikTok is just, it's pure competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dynamic. And the attention threshold is almost zero.
That is the ultimate insight. I mean, if you take one thing away from this, it's this. The challenge is capturing the user in the first 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And if your brief, your strategy, doesn't immediately set you up for that instant grab, the whole thing is a failure before a user even swipes past.
Right. The brief for TikTok isn't about creating this thick binder of rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's less bureaucracy and more like a tactical air traffic controller.
I like that analogy.
It just guarantees that every single resource, the sound, the message, the visuals, is perfectly coordinated to smash that 3-second barrier.
Okay, let's unpack that. Let's get into the why. Why is writing a brief for TikTok so fundamentally different from, say, for a YouTube ad or an Instagram story?
It comes down to the mechanism of discovery and consumption. TikTok is vertical. It's incredibly fast. And that discovery engine, the For You page.
It's relentless.
It's relentless. It's
yeah.
always serving up new, unexpected things. So a traditional brief covers objectives, audience, message, all that. For TikTok, you have to compress that whole structure.
You have to adapt it.
You have to make sure the content is coherent, memorable, and speaks the platform's, you know, its own unique language. It can't feel like an ad from an outsider.
That sounds incredibly demanding. But the sources we have, they promise that if you follow these 8 steps, you walk away with 3 very specific, very usable outcomes.
That's the payoff, right?
Yeah.
First, you get that clear one-page document. It defines everything.
Yeah.
Objective, audience, message, that critical hook, the sound, the call to action, and the timeline.
And secondly, I'm guessing it gives the team clarity on something that is deceptively hard to get right, the tone of voice.
Absolutely. You get total clarity on how to adapt your tone and style for that specific environment.
Yeah.
This is where so many brands fail.
Mm.
They try to shoehorn this polished corporate message into a community that values, you know, raw authenticity.
Yep.
And humor. Getting the tone right is half the battle.
And finally, it serves as a shared guide, a blueprint you can just hand off to your collaborators, the videographer, the designer, the on-screen talent, so everyone's singing the same very fast tune.
It really is. I mean, that list of outcomes might sound simple, but getting the tone right, that alone justifies the whole exercise.
It does, because if the tone is off, they scroll immediately.
Instantly. Which is why this next bit, step one, has to be so surgically precise.
Let's jump into that foundation then, the strategy phase. Step one, defining the objective and the KPI.
Right, and this can't be vague. You can't just write down increase engagement or make a cool video.
Right.
You have to specify what the content is trying to achieve.
Right.
Is it awareness? Is it generating leads? Stimulating an action?
Mm-hmm.
But the real key is defining the specific KPI, the measurable goal.
So we have to specify what we're going to measure later on, but how does that platform urgency affect which KPIs we even choose?
You have to ignore vanity metrics. A traditional brand might care about, you know, time on page or overall views.
Mm.
For TikTok, you just have to ignore those slow indicators and focus only on the immediate measurable reaction the algorithm wants.
Like shares and saves.
Exactly. Shares and saves. Maybe high-value comments. Those directly tell the algorithm to push your content wider. If you can't measure it in 24 hours, it's probably not the right KPI for this brief.
Okay, that makes sense. Building on that, let's move to step two. Identifying the audience and its subcultures. It's definitely not enough to say, like, women aged 25 to 35.
Precisely. You have to go so much deeper. You use your research to describe who you want to reach. Sure, their age, their interests, but more importantly, their problems.
Their pain points.
Yes, and which specific platform subculture they belong to. The key insight here is to define a specific TikTok buyer persona.
A TikTok buyer persona. So that would account for the specific language, the inside jokes, the humor, all the cultural stuff that resonates on the platform itself.
Yes. That's a totally different thing from a generic marketing persona.
Correct.
A generic persona tells you your user likes sustainable products. A TikTok persona tells you they belong to hashtag EcoTalk or hashtag CleanTalk. It tells you they use specific sounds, that they respond to jump cuts, not slow pans.
It tells you how to talk to them in their language.
Exactly. That relevance is the only way to break through the noise, and it has to be spelled out in the brief.
Okay, so once that strategic foundation is locked down, the objective, the hyper-specific persona, we get into the creative engine, the actual chemistry of TikTok content.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine this is where a brand has to let go of some control and just embrace the culture of the platform. So how does step three capture that?
Step three is researching trends and sounds. And this is pure platform action. It's where you stop being a marketer and start being like a cultural observer.
Right.
And the most actionable tip from the sources is that your creative team needs to spend dedicated time, like an hour a day, just exploring the For You section.
Wow.
You have to know it's current. And remember, the life cycle of a trend on TikTok can be shorter than a fruit fly's.
So you can't just pick some random licensed song. You need the right sound because
yeah.
The sound often defines the entire context, the mood, even the joke.
Exactly. The sound tells the audience, hey, we're in on this with you. If you use a sound that was trending 3 days ago, you look ancient. It dictates your whole style.
And that level of real-time research leads right into step four, writing the message and, most critically, the hook.
Right.
How do we make sure that the creator synthesizes the user benefit into that single punchy phrase while guaranteeing that attention grab?
So you boil down the user benefit, but the heavy lifting all happens with the hook. We talked about the 3-second rule.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources warn that not all 3-second hooks are created equal.
Mm.
If you use some like misleading or purely shock value question just to get attention,
it feels like a bait and switch.
It does. And the rest of the video will feel cheap and you'll get negative comments that will just kill your campaign.
So how do we get a real, legitimate attention grab without that clickbait feel? What's the best trick the brief can use to enforce that?
The brief needs to mandate the strategy. And the sources list 3 proven methods that are honest and effective.
Okay.
First, a high-stakes, direct question targeting a user's pain point. Second, a quick, compelling preview of the result they're about to see. Or, third, a really strong visual element right away. Something shocking or beautiful or funny that just stops the scroll cold.
And the brief has to state which of those 3 methods the team needs to use.
Explicitly.
Question, preview, or immediate visual. Simple, but it sounds like it's essential for survival.
Absolutely. And that leads right into step 5. Defining the mood and style, which is the visual language you're going to use to deliver on that hook.
So this is where we finalize the look and feel for the production crew, for the editor. What visual elements are mandatory here?
You have to pick them out. The color palette, the rhythm you want, the specific type of framing. For instance, if you want a chaotic, fast-paced video, you need to mandate rapid transitions.
Like jump cuts.
Jump cuts are perfect. They're the visual shorthand for authenticity and speed on the platform. And crucially, you have to indicate the use of texts in overlay.
The on-screen text.
Yes. It's vital because most users are watching silently until they're hooked. So the overlay text has to explain the video without sound. It has to communicate the hook and the main points.
Okay, so we've nailed the why, the objective, the who, the persona, and the what, the creative elements like trend, hook, and style. Now we're getting into the practical steps for the production team.
This is where the brief turns into action. Step 6. Indicating resources and deliverables.
This sounds like the organizational checklist, but really specific for this short format.
It is. You have to list who does what, who's filming, who's editing, who's writing the copy. You also list the logistics. Do you need an outdoor location? Specific props.
Right.
And you define the planned duration, which for TikTok should be super constrained, maybe 15 to 30 seconds. This step just prevents the team from showing up to a shoot and realizing they forgot something critical.
Then step 7 is the timeline. And given how fast trends shift, I imagine speed is key. But what's the most critical part here?
Speed is everything. You outline the whole process, from brainstorming to publication. But the most critical component in a TikTok brief is explicitly planning for rapid revisions.
So it's not set in stone?
Not at all. Think of this brief less like a project charter and more like a playbook for a sports team. If the defense changes, you don't wait for a memo, you call an audible.
Mm-hmm.
The brief has to empower the creator to call that audible, to pivot fast if a sound or a style suddenly dies just hours before you're supposed to post.
That flexibility has to be baked in from the start, not an afterthought. And that brings us to the last step, step 8, adding the CTA, the call to action. This closes the loop.
Right. The brief has to end with a clear invitation for the user to act. But because people scroll so fast, the CTA often needs to be layered into the video itself visually, in the text overlay, not just saved for the very last second.
It needs to have urgency and clarity.
For sure. Like comment below, follow for part 2, or visit the link in bio.
And this CTA is the measurable endpoint, which connects directly back to that KPI we set all the way back in step 1.
That is the ultimate proof of concept. The CTA is where the rubber meets the road for measurement. If your objective was to get more profile follows, your CPA has to be follow the profile. The two steps must be perfectly aligned.
To make this all really concrete, let's look at the mini example from the source material. A brief for a video called Volunteers for Climate. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect demo of how all 8 steps integrate into one cohesive, high-speed vision.
It's a fantastic demonstration of, like, algorithmic intelligence.
Yeah.
Take their objective. It wasn't some vague environmental message.
No.
It was. Sensitize the audience and get 100 comments on how to reduce your ecological footprint. That's specific, actionable, and algorithmically tactical.
And notice that 100 comment goal isn't just a number. It's a tactical play, right? Comments are high-value engagement for the algorithm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By making the objective comment-based, they're not just reaching people. They're telling TikTok, hey, this content is engaging, it's debatable, push it wider. That's smart.
And the audience wasn't just young people, it was 18 to 30 years old, specifically interested in sustainability and activism. They defined that TikTok persona.
And for step 3 of the trends, they called out the hashtag EcoTalk sound, specifically, along with jump cuts and animated text. That tells the editor exactly what style to copy for instant authenticity.
And the critical hook, they went with that question preview combo we talked about. Do you know how much Koyu you produce in a day? Find out in 15 seconds.
Which guarantees you stay for at least the first few seconds to get the answer you were promised.
Yep. Then the mood, step 5, was energetic, using green and blue colors with overlay infographics. That's a super clear, specific instruction for the visual team.
And for logistics, they noted the resources. One speaker, animated graphics, an outdoor location. Everything you need for the shoot is right there on one page.
And then tying it all together, the CTA wasn't general. It was share a sustainable action you will take today in the comments.
Which directly and specifically addresses the 100 comment objective from step 1.
What's so fascinating here is that you can see the brief working as the single high-speed feedback loop. It's tightly linking the objective to the hook to the CTA.
It's proof that a brief doesn't need to be dozens of pages to be effective. It just needs to be precise. By forcing yourself to condense all that strategy into one page, optimize for that 3-second window, you maximize your chances of success.
That is the ultimate takeaway here. The power of condensing all that strategic thinking into a single, specialized document designed to conquer that short attention barrier. You've basically taken the slow, traditional brief and hammered it into the high-speed engine you need to survive on TikTok.
You've given the team a tactical map, a specific style guide, and a measurable finish line, all customized for the platform's unique culture and its algorithm.
And that leaves us with a provocative thought for you to mull over. Given the extreme emphasis on researching sounds, hashtags, and editing trends in steps 3 and 5, and that required planning for rapid revisions in step 7,
yeah.
How quickly must a team be prepared to entirely rewrite those creative steps 3 and 5 if the trendscape just shifts dramatically, maybe hours before publication? The speed of the brief and the team has to match the speed of the platform itself.
Something to think about as you start crafting your own one-page TikTok blueprint for conquering the scroll.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.